Come on, put your hands together and give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, you can do better than that. If we declare that God is a good God, amen. And then we say God is good all the time. And all the time God is good. So why don't we just bless him for who he is? If we said, ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States, and everybody would be on their feet, yelling and screaming, amen. No matter how we would struggle, if we were down in our back, we would struggle to get up. If the President walked in the room, so come on and let's give the Lord of the Most High, amen, a good old hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Come on, has he done anything for you? Do you have breath in your body? The activity of your limbs? Did he wake you up this morning? Start you on your way? Amen. And I like this part that the older people used to say, a reasonable portion of health and strength. Amen. Come on, look at your neighbor and say, I may not be my best, but I have a reasonable portion of health and strength. And I give God praise and glory for a reasonable portion of health and strength. So that means we are still on our feet. That means we are still alive. Amen. Hallelujah. I talked to Sister Pat and she was talking about, I'm going to view you from the other side. I said, no, you're going to look at me from the other side. We ain't viewing nobody today. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I'm so glad that God has blessed us one more time to be in the house of praise, worship, and prayer. Can you put your hands together one more time and give the Lord a hand clap of praise? Amen. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of God. This is a wonderful house. This is a wonderful house. And Pastor Armstrong, I just want to thank you again for just allowing me to have this experience to come to Shiloh Baptist here in Trenton just to preach the word of God. Every now and then, you just need a good trampoline. Amen. Amen. You just need something, you know, you just when you jump, you get a little bounce back. And so I thank you that every now and then when a word comes out of my mouth and you give me something back. And so this is good preaching ground. It's good preaching soil. And so I bless you, Pastor, because it couldn't be this way if you didn't allow it to happen. Amen. Amen. And then God honored it because you were obedient to him. And so we thank God for your leadership in the community. We thank God for the leader that you are here at Shiloh and in your home. Amen. And so can we give the Lord a hand clap of praise for the work and the ministry of Pastor Daryl Armstrong? And then we thank God for Lady Melanie. Amen. Amen. I don't just hear, I listen. Amen. And I don't just listen, I hear. And I understand her preference is to be called Lady Melanie. Amen. And so in her absence right now, and I know she has the children and all, we want to thank God for her generosity, her spirit of hospitality and compassion. She moved out of her regular way of coming in the sanctuary to make sure that I was comfortable in getting to the hospitality room, going down the stairs and then coming back up the stairs. And so I just thank God that she wasn't too busy, amen, to help her sister out. And so can we give God a hand clap of praise for her love and her leadership here. And then I'm just going to go ahead and thank all of Sister Reverend Dr. Holloway, amen, and all of the women who have made up this wonderful women's emphasis season. To God be the glory. Tap your neighbor and say, thank God for a woman. Amen. Amen. I love Women's Day. I love Women's Day. And everywhere I go, I have to sing the song from James Brown. You know, James Brown loves to sing the song, this is a man's world. But I like the next verse. But it wouldn't be nothing without a woman or a little girl. So come on and put your hands together for the women, amen, for the women of Shiloh, amen, amen, to God be the glory. And so we thank God for all of you who have come to this place, and Reverend Danielle O'Fane, and all of you, so glad to see our very own Congresswoman, amen, Sister Bonnie Watson Coleman, amen. So glad to see you. She just makes me nervous, amen. She just makes me nervous, but I'm just so happy to be in her presence. Thank God for you and what you do, that you let your light shine before men that they may see your good works, and it glorifies God in heaven. And so I thank you that they have to respect the Jesus that's on the inside of you in Capitol Hill. Amen. And I know that you not only stand up for Jesus, but you stand up for us who wear skirts. Amen. And so to God be the glory for that. Can we give the Lord another hand clap of praise for her and for her husband who, amen, is also making a difference right along with her. Amen. Just a good looking couple. I'm jealous. When I get there, I'm just going to be looking just like you. Yeah, I'm going to be looking just like you. That's because she's going to pass down all her clothes to me, you know. All of her things, they'll just come down to me and I can look just like her. But thank God for you. Thank you, Shiloh. You have truly been a blessing in my life. You have embraced me as if we have known one another for years. And I'm telling you, we love the Spirit of God that is in this place. And I'm going to try to work myself on away from that because I'm getting a little emotional. But I'm going to work my way, get away from that. So thank you. Thank you for being good to me. Thank God for my wonderful husband. Amen. To God be the glory for him who supports me in ministry and loves me. Amen. Loves me, my good, bad, and ugly. And there is some, amen, in all of us. Amen. And so we thank God. We thank God for my husband. I call him my sugar pie, honey bunch, my sugar love, my baby love, and all of that good stuff. But he is truly a wonderful man of God who has supported me over the years in ministry and who I'm excited about that you have to get someone that does not compete with you, but that complements your ministry. That's free for somebody, amen, for somebody in the room, that's free. And so you don't want to compete with your husband. The enemy is going to have a whole lot of stuff that he's going to try to bring your way. And competition, there is just no place, amen, in a marriage for that. And so I thank God for his love and his commitment to the ministry that God has called me to. Thank God for Brother Jeff and Sister Pam Houston, who always travels with me. I love you all dearly. Thank you all for your prayers and your support. There is a word from the Lord, and I promise you, I said, Lord, I want, you know, this is Women's Day. And I believe that if two services, should I preach two sermons? Should I preach two different, I got to preach two sermons, but two different sermons? How do you want to work this? So hopefully God will tell me what to do after I have this brief prayer. Amen. He will tell me which direction to go in because I was like, okay, I think I should do one. And then I left out of here and God put something else in my spirit. And I said, well, maybe I'll do a different one. And then when I came in here, the atmosphere felt like I should do the same one that I did this morning. So let's just see what God is going to do. Amen. Lord, I ask you in the name of Jesus to give me clarity right now. The word that the people will need to hear, not what Myra wants to preach, but Lord God, help me in the name of Jesus to do your will, to be in your will, not your permissive will. But Lord, right now, as this preached word go forth, I want to be in your divine will. And so we bless and we honor you and we thank you for all that you have done and all that you are going to continue to do. It's in the matchless name of Jesus. I pray the people of God said amen. Amen. Amen and praise God. If you would turn with me to Isaiah, the 61st chapter, the 61st chapter. And I think I'm going to read verses 1-4. Amen. Isaiah 61, verses 1-4. And simply says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has set me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort those that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. And they shall build the old ways. They shall rise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the waste cities, the desolations of many generations. I want to read that again. And they shall build up the old waste, and they shall raise up the former desolation, and they shall repair the waste cities and the desolation of many generations. And I would just like to use for a thought, if I could, ashes to ashes, they all fall down. Ashes to ashes, they all fall. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, your women's season comes on the heels of what we call in the AME church, or part of the liturgical calendar, it comes on the heels of what we call Pentecost. Amen? Amen. And Pentecost, we all know that it was a time when Jesus Jesus had completed his earthly assignment, and he was getting ready to go back to his Father in heaven. Amen? Y'all gonna pray with me? Amen. The more you pray with me, the quicker we'll get out. But what he did is he finished his work on this side. He finished his earthly ministry on this side. He was leaving his disciples after he had been beaten and bruised and mistreated, amen, and stripped, amen. They even tried to strip him of his messiahship. They didn't want to call him the Son of God. They mocked him. They chose a thief, amen, over him instead of a man of God. They kicked him to the curb, amen, when they could have had an opportunity to bring Jesus forward. They beat him, amen. They whipped him, amen, up the Golgotha's hill, and we heard about that. And when he got there, they put a crown of thorns on his head, and they took a spear, pierced him in the side, and the word of God says blood came streaming down. Jesus said a few words while he was on the cross, and in the midst of him dying, he looks down at his mother, and he gives a confirmation to one of the brothers, and he puts the responsibility of his mother into the hands of one of the disciples. And then the Bible says that he says to his father, in the midst of all of that, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And then the word of God goes on to say that after Jesus had gone through all of this suffering and all of this pain, he dropped his head, which is what I like to read. He dropped his head in the locks of his shoulder, and the word of God said Jesus died. But he didn't just stay in the ground. Amen. He didn't just stay there. Tell somebody, the good news is that the one we serve is still alive. But the Bible says he did die. Tell somebody, he did die. And Jesus died, and when Jesus died, the disciples, when you go on and you read a little further in scripture, and you find that you see them walking, amen, I believe it's on the walk on Emmaus Road, and these disciples are feeling despondent, these disciples are feeling disconnected, these disciples are feeling hurt, and they're feeling lonely, they're feeling the absence, amen, the absence of the physical, somebody say the physical body of Jesus. They are feeling that Jesus is nowhere around. And I call it that what kids used to do when we used to walk up and down the street, we just used to kick rocks. And I can just imagine the disciples just kicking rocks, because now their Savior is gone. Their Messiah is gone. The one who had raised them people up from the dead. The one who had, amen, taken the ear of the person that one of the disciples, Peter, decided to cut off. And Jesus took it and put it back, amen, and basically told Jesus to stand back. They were absent from the one who they had seen open up deaf ears and open up blind eyes. They were feeling the absence of the one, amen, who saw the mother who was so hurt that her son had died, that Jesus couldn't take it. And he went and he touched the coffin and he spoke, and the son got up, and Jesus reunited the mother and the son together. They were absent from the one who had spoken to the mother's daughter, who came and who said, Lord, I need need you to heal my daughter. And Jesus basically told her, I don't have time for that. I've come for a different people. But she says, even the dogs eat from the crumbs of the master's table. They were separated from the one, amen, who said the woman who wanted her daughter, whose daughter was sick. And actually, they said that she was dead. But Jesus went into the room and spoke to the young lady and spoke into her life and said, Talitha Kumi, get up, Tabitha, rise up and begin to walk. Tell somebody they were separated from the one that they had depended on, the one who told them where they were fishing all day long. Amen. They were fishing all day long and caught nothing. But then Jesus spoke to them and said, cast your net on the other side. And the Bible says they pulled up so much fish, they had to call in their friends and say, y'all want to come and have a fish dinner today? We need to come on. They were separated from Jesus himself, and they found themselves not knowing what to do. But one thing I like about Jesus is that Jesus holds on and he keeps his promise. He never says one thing and turns around and not does it. Amen. He may not come like we say when we want him to come, but we declare that he is always on time. And these disciples, amen, they had heard that Jesus was going to tear down his kingdom and build it up in 3 days. And so they were waiting on the promise of the Lord. And the Bible says that what happened is on the third day, and we like to say it, if I was in my high note, amen. Yeah, does the Bible say it like that? I don't know where we got that from, but it sounds good, right? Amen. But the Bible says, yeah, that's preaching moment right there. Sunday morning, he got up with all power in his hand. Am I right about it? But he told the disciples, they remembered that he had told them. He said, meet me, told them, given them instructions to meet him in the upper room. And they were there in the chamber, amen. And they were all in one place. That's what the Bible says. Anybody read the Bible? Amen. They said they were all in one place. And what happened? They were all on one accord. And suddenly there came a sound like a rushing mighty wind, and the Bible says it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Jesus had given them instruction that even when you don't see my physical body, I want you to know that, lo, I am with you always. Jesus had told them that I am going to send you a comforter. He had told them that you don't have to worry about anything, because this comforter is going to be your guide. This God's comforter is going to be your keeper. This comforter is going to show you whether to go to the left or to the right. This comforter is going to tell you to stop, because danger is on your trail. And so the Bible says that Jesus goes in and he begins and he tells the disciples, meet me in the upper room. And I just believe, my brothers and sisters, it was at that moment that the disciples really knew who Jesus was. It's oftentimes that we don't really know the effects of the person that hangs around us until after that person is gone. We said like this in the world, we don't miss our water till the well runs dry. Amen. And the Bible says that Jesus has spoken to them and said, meet me in the upper room. And while they were in the upper room, he says, if you are going to do greater works, he says, you are going to have the power of the Holy Spirit. Oh, I thank God for the power of the Holy Spirit. Tap your neighbor and say, God is about to do something new right here in this place. You see, my brothers and sister, God wants to take us to a place where we can trade in our beauty for ashes. Can I say that again? He wants to take us to a place where we trade in our beauty for ashes. But the question is are you ready to get rid of the ashes? Are you ready to lay them down? Are you ready to let go of those things that you think you have control over, and that you think that you can fix, or that you think you can wait on? The question is, are you ready for all of your ashes to fall down? Tell your neighbor, I don't know about you, but I brought a few things in here with me this morning that I need to let go. But this is the right atmosphere for God to allow, hallelujah, you to be delivered from that situation that you came in. Oh, I feel preaching in my belly right now. Tap your neighbor and say, your days of mourning are behind you. You won't have to deal with that foolishness anymore, because God has a word in store for you today. Oh, somebody come on and give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Tap your neighbor and say, I'm so glad that God had me to come to the 11 o'clock service and not the 8 o'clock service, because there is a blessing with your name on it. And so, my brothers and sisters, when we look at ashes, the ashes are defined as a powdery residue that is left after the burning of something, or it is left after burning up some type of substance. Ashes represents the remains, amen, of something after it has been destroyed. Tap your neighbor and say, God is about to annihilate that situation that's been trying to pull you down, that's been trying to tear you apart, that's been trying to make you lose your everlasting mind. Grab your head and just tell God, thank you for regulating your mind. And my brothers and sisters, ashes, amen, it represents something that was. And when we look at this ashes from the perspective of the Word of God in the 61st chapter of Isaiah, God is speaking to God's people. Can I say that again? I said God is speaking to God's people. He's not speaking to those who don't know who he is. He's not speaking to those who's not following him. But he is speaking to his people. And what God is saying to his people is, sometimes you're going to have to go through the fire. He's telling you, sometimes you're going to have to go through the wilderness. He's saying, sometimes you're going to have to go to Lodabar. Oh, but look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, please be patient with me, because God is not through with me yet. Sometimes you got to get back on the potter's wheel and let God do something else with you. Sometimes we got to stand and let the potter just mold us to make us to be what he has called us to be. Because every now and then, life puts some cracks in our vessels, and it causes us to leak. It causes anger to leak out. It causes confusion to leak out. It causes hurt to leak out. Oh, but look at your neighbor and say, I'm so glad that the potter, hallelujah, is in control. And so when we look at ashes in the Old Testament, when people were mourning, they covered themselves in ashes. When they were in a bad situation, basically, when they didn't know what to do, when somebody died, when it was so grave, the situation was so grave, they would cover themselves in ashes. That would be so that people could understand that they were going through a bad situation. Oh, but look at your neighbor and say, you came in with ashes on your face, but the ashes are about to fall down. Oh, I know some of you said, I ain't got no ashes on me. I'm not ashy anywhere. Yeah, if you were born of dirt, you are 120 pounds of ash. Amen. You are 150 pounds of ash. You are 250 pounds of ash, because we were created by the dirt, and back to the dirt we will go. But I'm so glad today to be encouraged by this word, that right now God is changing me from the inside out, and he is turning my booty into ashes. How do I know? Because the word of God tells me that in verse 3, that God, amen, will give us beauty for our ashes. Well, what do you mean, preacher, beauty for our ashes? In other words, God has given us salvation. Tell your neighbor, he has given us salvation. That is the first thing that he has given us. He has given us an opportunity to turn from our old ways, to turn to the ways of him. He has given us an opportunity to be created in him, to be the new creation that he has called us to be. I feel like preaching in here today. He has given us an opportunity to be on the in crowd when no one else wanted to include us. He decided, because he loved us so much, that he would give his only begotten
begotten Son just for us. And so God has given us salvation. Tell somebody, if I'm not sure about anything else, I'm so glad to know that God has given me salvation. And if I were to die right now, hallelujah, I declare that I know without a shadow of a doubt that I would be with the Lord. Any saved folks in the house today? Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, your ashes have been replaced with beauty because God has given us salvation. Hallelujah. The beautiful garment of salvation and the robe of his righteousness, according to the commentary writer says, and the graces of his spirit and his gracious presence, together with his word and an ordinance and sometimes a large number of converts, all which as they are ornated, amen, to his people. They are yielded, amen, and we receive the joy of the Lord through salvation, the peace of the Lord through salvation, the comfort of the Lord. And this beauty that God gives us, it is not natural beauty. And so I want somebody to know, it's not the dip in your hip, hallelujah, that you are walking and have the beauty, amen, the beauty of God. It's nothing, it's not about the lips, amen, that God has given you. It's not about your smile. It is not about your swag. It doesn't have anything to do with what's on the outside, but your beauty comes from the inside because God has created something new on the inside of you. Are there any new people in the house today? Any saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost people in this house that will declare that God has given us salvation? But not only, my brothers and sisters, has he given us salvation, but he has given us the oil of joy. That's what the scripture says. He says, I'm going to give you beauty for ashes. He says, I'm going to give you the oil of joy for your mourning. Hallelujah. And so the oil is to be used to be poured on the head of a person, amen, usually during festivals or times of entertainment. But I thank God that the grace of the Spirit without measure is the grace which saints have from Christ. And so we have the grace of God, amen, and the mercy of God, hallelujah, and it erases the mourning that we have on the outside of us. And so tap your neighbor and say, the oil of joy is the spirit of the Holy Ghost. Now right here the devil's gonna get busy, because the devil don't want the church folks to know anything about the Holy Ghost. The devil don't want the church folks to talk about speaking in tongues, Lord Jesus. The devil don't want the church folks, amen, to act outside of themselves. See, the devil will tell you, you don't act like that, so you ain't got to raise your hand. Don't worry about the preacher talking about clap your hands. Don't worry about stomping your feet because the preacher said it. No, you need to tell the devil he's a liar and the truth is not in him. If God has done anything for you, you need to put your foot on the devil's head and make way for the Lord. Am I talking to anybody in here? So we're going to trade it in. Hallelujah. For the goodness of God. For the mercy of God. Tell somebody, you got to have the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will lead you. The Holy Ghost will guide you. The Holy Ghost will make ways for you. The Holy Ghost will show us which way to go. The Holy Ghost will tell us exactly how to say what we need to say. The Holy Ghost, it will intercede for us when we can't say a word. You remember the song that used to say, if I can't say a word, then just let me come on. don't let the redeemed of the Lord just wave your hand. If you can't say a word, you can give God praise. If you can't open your mouth, you can give God praise. Tap your neighbor and say, if you want beauty for your ashes, you gotta make room for the Holy Ghost. You gotta make room for the Holy Spirit. And I want you to know, it's not just about the Pentecostal church. It's not just about the church of God in Christ. But look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, if you have Jesus on the inside of you, all you need to do is tap in to the Holy Ghost. Am I right about it? Say yes. Say yes. See, we happen. Oftentimes, we don't use the help that God has given us. We kick our help to the curb because we want to do it ourselves. But I've come by to tell you today that God has given us some help, and His name is the Holy Ghost. Am I right about it? And so we need to do like Jesus said. We need to wait on the power of the Holy Ghost to show up. Tap your neighbor and say, I want the Holy Ghost. Tap your neighbor on the other side and say, God is about to do something new, and I can't be left out. He's stirring up the power of the Holy Ghost. The evidence of speaking in tongues. Can I say it again? Hallelujah. God is taking you, Shiloh, to a different spiritual level. And I don't know about you, but I'm ready for the ride. I'm always ready for God to take me to another level. Tap your neighbor and say, neighbor, you better watch out. This place is about to blow up because the Holy Ghost is in charge. If you believe that, say yes. Say yes. Say yes. But I'm so glad. Stay right where you are. Go ahead and give Him praise, because the Bible says He's going to give you beauty for your ashes. He's going to give you oil for joy for your mourning. But this is the other part that I like. He says He's going to give you a garment of praise. Hallelujah. For the spirit of heaviness. You ought to just take one hand and just knock whatever it is on your chin, on your shoulder off, and take the other hand and just knock that thing off. Nobody knows what you came in here with. Nobody knows your struggle. Nobody knows your heart. But tap your neighbor and say, excuse me while I knock the heaviness off, because God is getting rid of the heaviness so that I can get a jumping in my feet, a praise on my lips, a clapping in my hand, a dancing in my feet. Tell your neighbor, excuse me, but I feel like praising Him. I feel like praising God. He has given us the garment of praise. Get out of that pew from wherever you are and go ahead and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And when you get out and give God praise, all your ashes will fall down. When we were little girls, y'all remember when we were little girls, we used to recite the nursery rhyme, the Mother Goose nursery rhyme, and we would all get in a little circle. Am I right about it? And then as little girls, we would get in the circle and we would hold hands and we would start singing Ring Around the Roses, pocket full of posies, ashes to ashes, all fall down. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, my ashes are about to fall down. Hallelujah. My ashes are about to be wiped out. My ashes. ashes are about to blow away. My ashes are about to be shined up. Look at your neighbor and say, ashes to ashes, all fall down. Ashes to ashes, all fall down. Ashes to ashes, all fall down. What are you talking about? Ashes to ashes. Get that thing in your mind that today it's gonna fall down. That wall that's been placed on your job. Ashes to ashes, all fall down. That boss that's been giving you nothing but hell for the last 10 years. Ashes to ashes, all fall down. That problem that you couldn't solve. Ashes to ashes, all fall down. That marriage that the devil said wasn't of God. But today you're declaring that yes, it is. And so all the negative that's been spoken in your marriage, ashes to ashes, all fall down. That black woman who's been told that her lips are too big, ashes to ashes, all fall down. You need to walk around with Facebook lips all day long, talking about ashes to ashes, all fall down. Hallelujah. That woman who is bow-legged, that other people have mistaken her for something else, today you're going to rise above that noise and you're going to walk with the Holy Ghost up, declaring ashes to ashes, all fall down. Hallelujah. That sister that has been abused ever since she was a little girl, today this word is for you. Take off your ashes. The ashes are about to fall down, and it's not going to fall down because of Lubriderm. It's not going to fall down because of baby lotion. It's not going to fall down, hallelujah, because of Curel. It's not going to fall down because of Bed Bath & Body. It's not going to fall down, hallelujah, because of something you bought over the counter. But it's going to fall down after you open up your mouth. Give God permission to let the Holy Ghost rain on the inside of you. Send it on down. Send it on down. Lord, let your Holy Ghost come on down. We need the power. Send it on down. Lord, let your Holy Ghost come on down. Somebody shout, come on down. Come on down. Come on down. I'm trading my sorrow. I'm trading my shame. I'm laying it down for the joy of the Lord. I'm trading my sickness. I'm trading my pain. I'm laying it down for the joy of the Lord. I may be pressed, shaken down, but I thank God I'm not destroyed. I am blessed and not cursed. Hallelujah. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy, 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 woo, joy, joy, it's gonna come in the morning. And when it's all over, the Bible says that we shall be built like the old waste. They shall rise up, and the former desolation, they shall be repaired. And the waste cities, the desolation of many generations. I'm so glad that when the ashes fall down, then God can do the work that he has called us to do. Somebody shout yes. Somebody shall do it. Somebody shall do it. Say yes. Say yes. Say yes. Grab somebody by the hand and tell them, let's go to work, because the ashes are all gone. Hallelujah. Put your hands together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Real quick. Come here, y'all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come. Hallelujah. Grab my arm. Come on, sister. Come on. We're going to make a circle. Make a circle in your group. And we're going to say it together. Ring around the roses. Just turn around. Pocket full of poses. Ashes. Ashes. All fall down. Ring around the roses. Pocket full of poses. Ashes. Ashes. All fall down. One more time. Ring around the roses. Pocket full of poses. Ashes. Ashes. All fall down. Don't you feel better? Say yes. Say yes. Thank God for the ashes. Thank God for the hard times. Thank God for the difficult season. Because in due season, He will transform your ashes into beauty. Say yes. Say yes. Praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody feel better? Anybody feel better? Glory. Hallelujah. Since I lay my burdens out, say yes. Say yes. Come on, wave your hand. Say, I feel better. I feel better. So much better since I laid my burdens out. Friends don't treat me like they used to. Since I laid my burden down, say yes, say yes, say yes, say yes, say yes, say yes, say yes. Come on, praise Him. Oh, yeah. Come on, praise Him. Come on. Set yourself free. Come on. Come on and just praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When I think about Jesus, what He's done for me. When I think about Jesus, how He set me free, I can dance. Woo, all night. Oh, when I think about Jesus, what He's done for me. When I think about Jesus, how He set me free, I can dance, 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 win all night. When I think about Jesus, what He's done for me. When I think about Jesus, how He set me free, I can dance, 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 all night. Come on, somebody, all night, all night, all night. All night, all night, all night, all night, all night. Oh, I gotta praise, I gotta praise, and I gotta get it out. I gotta praise. I gotta praise, I gotta praise, and I gotta get it out. I gotta praise. I gotta praise, I gotta praise. I gotta get it out. I gotta pray. Come on. I gotta shout. I gotta shout and I gotta get it out. I gotta shout. I gotta dance. I gotta dance and I gotta get it out. I gotta dance. Oh, 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 Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on and lift your hands to the Lord. Lift your hands to the Lord. Hallelujah. Repeat after me, Lord, thank you for the beauty of ashes. Thank you for the oil of joy. And thank you for the garment of praise. But most of all, thank you for the Holy Ghost. Come on, put your hands together. Tap your neighbor and say, ashes to ashes, all fall down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for the things he has done. Hallelujah. 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 And after all of this, and after this, your ashes will all fall down. Anybody excited about what the Lord is going to do in your life? For your glory. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're all standing. We're all standing. We're all standing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, right now, we're not going to go through a spiel, but if you want this salvation, if you want the oil of joy, you want the garment of praise, hallelujah, hallelujah, and you want to be filled with the Holy Ghost, we want to invite you to come now. Come on now. Lord, if I find favor in your sight, Lord, please hear my heart's cry. Desperately waiting.
I'm desperately waiting
to be where you are.
To be where you are.
Across the hottest desert.
Across the hottest desert.
I travel near or far.
I travel near or far.
For your glory.
For your glory.
I will do anything.
I will do anything
just to please you,
just to please you,
to behold you,
to behold you as my King.
For your glory,
for your glory. I will do anything
just to see you,
just to see.
Listen, listen, listen. And when all the ashes are gone, I want to be
where you are. Gotta be where you are. I want to be where you are. I gotta be.
Is there one? Come on, come on. You want to be where Jesus is? Come on.
I want to be where.
Come on, come on. Don't wait. Don't wait any longer. Come on and accept Jesus.
Gotta be where you are. I wanna be